Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 610, Thursday. Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Minus 15 is the high for today with sunshine. There is an extreme cold warning in effect this morning. Minus 26 with the wind chill.
More Marilyn Manson tickets up for grabs this morning. Wheels, what time do you want to give those away?
Well, here's the thing. 6 o'clock crowd favorite, so we're going to do it right before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Right before 7 o'clock starts, your chance at Marilyn Manson tickets. And two things that I want to mention to the 6 o'clock crowd here really quickly. Number one, I think I figured it out. Okay?
Life?
Kinda. I think I figured it out. This whole debacle between the mayor, the city, and True North.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Rena, I know you're looking at me like, you're crazy. This is some sort of gag. This is some sort of joke.
This is the same look I give you every morning.
No.
Take it as you will.
This is for real. This is 100%. I have figured it out. And I think at 8:20, because I think this is like a prime time thing.
Oh, we're going two hours and 10 minutes from now. We get to hear this bombshell. I got to wait 2 hours?
That's a hook.
How are you going to do that to me? Wow.
That's a hook. That's a hook. 8:20. You know what? I think whoever handles Mayor Bowman should sit him right down beside the radio and chip
in. Just text him.
Drag him kicking and screaming and sit him down in front of the radio, and then we're going to make that connection. We're going to make that bond between
big,
the two.
Big, rich, powerful men love being kind of condescended like that. Like,
and
sit down. I'm going to tell you what you
to do.
Big lawyers, right,
too. Give him some homework, too. Yeah. Love that. That's not...
But listen, you know, this is all for the greater good of the city. We're gonna get that True North Square built.
Mm.
At 8:20 this morning, I've got it all figured out.
Okay, cool.
I got it covered. And also, I wanted to mention really quickly, I think it might be a good idea, the week of May Long, of Victoria Day long weekend, May 2-4, take that week off, like that short work week.
Bowman and Shipman?
No. Just anybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Just take that week off. And if you like Las Vegas.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Just take that week off. Take it off now, just in case.
Something big.
This has
coming.
Nothing to do with the Bowman thing.
No.
This is completely transitioned very
something
confusing.
What he's trying to say is there could kind of maybe be something to do with Vegas and this radio station.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Just wanted to give people a heads up. So again, just to recap, 8:20 this morning, figured it out between the city and True North. Marilyn Manson tickets before 7 o'clock, and take the week of Victoria Day week off.
You're ready. I hope you took notes there.
You said you like giving homework, Rena? That's the homework this morning.
I don't like giving homework.
6:13. What's trending coming up in 5? All right, got a lot of stuff to cover today. Sean Reynolds, did you talk to him yesterday?
I did not.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have him down here after 8:30. Maybe we won't.
Well, he'll either be on the phone or here. That's usually the question every Thursday.
That's a good point.
But either way, he makes a presence on the show 8:45 this morning.
Because we got to talk about this whole Winnipeg Jets trade and Yuri Tlusti. We'll chat about that and get your thoughts. We'll take some of your calls. Marilyn Manson tickets coming up as well. The Scoop, the Bone Phone, all the usuals are there. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for Barley Brothers. If you're catching a movie at Polo Park after the show, bring your ticket stub for a 10% discount at Barley Brothers 655 Empress. A major tragedy has struck a small community west of Morris. 4 young brothers have died after a house fire near the village of Kane yesterday. The blaze early yesterday leveled a 90-year-old farmhouse and tragically reduced a family of 10 to 6. The mother was able to save her 3 youngest children, but the older boys didn't make it out of the house. The eldest son and the father were just coming home from work when they came upon the flames. An account has been set up at Access Credit Union for anybody who wants to make a cash donation towards the family.
When I heard that story, I was driving home, ironically, and I thought of what that must be like to pulling drive up to your house and see, knowing that your family maybe, and in this case, is in there, and seeing the house engulfed in flames.
Manitoba's credit unions are hoping to merge. The Assiniboine and Access Credit Unions will ask their members to vote on a merger that would make the new entity the largest credit union in Manitoba. They would take the name Access Credit Union, but they would use the Assiniboine colors and the new logo. The credit unions serve different communities, so no branches would have to close and no employees would lose their jobs or anything like that. The vote would take place April 22nd. And Godsmack singer Sully Erna and Marilyn Manson have both landed roles in a new movie called Street Level. And Sully is actually also contributing music to the soundtrack for this movie. The film is expected to be out on Christmas Day. And the writer, producer, and director is David LaBrava, and he's best known for playing Happy on Sons of Anarchy.
That's right.
Yeah,
good character.
So they could also play Hobbit, too, because he's like 4'8", man.
Sure, I think it's a deal if you're a rock star.
Yeah, you got to be, like Dio was a little guy. Mm. It helps with the anger part of metal, I think.
I guess.
In short, yep. Sports now. Jets GM Kevin Cheveldayoff got a jump on the NHL trade deadline. Wheeler just mentioned this. The Jets have acquired Jiří Talusti from the Carolina Hurricanes for a third-round pick in the 2016 draft and a conditional pick in the 2015 draft. That pick would become a fifth-rounder if the Jets reach the playoffs. Talusti has 13 goals and 10 assists in 52 games this year. Kevin Cheveldayoff spoke a bit about Talusti.
I think Jiří has the ability to play with skilled players. I think that, he's seen some time here with the Staal brothers in the last couple of games that we've had people watching. And, he's got the ability to play on the power play. He can, he can score some goals. But I think there's a checking side to Jiří as well that Paul knows well from his time with him.
All right. Jets, Blues, tonight, MTS Center. Talusti is available for the game, apparently. Face-off is 7 o'clock. A couple of other moves yesterday. The Canes, like the Leafs, are trying to get rid of everybody. They sent defenseman Andre Sequeira to the Kings for a prospect and a conditional first-round pick. And the Leafs sent Daniel Winnick to Pittsburgh for draft picks. Trade deadline is Monday. On the ice last night, the Calgary Flames jumped into a playoff spot with a 3-1 win over Jersey. The win moves the Flames 1 point ahead of Minnesota for the final wild card spot in the West. Evgeny Malkin set up 3 goals and Sid Crosby scored number 20 as Pittsburgh got by Washington 4-3, and it was Ottawa over the Ducks 3-0. More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca.
Your city weather for today, sunny, high of minus 15. Tomorrow, sunny, high of minus 11. And same for Saturday, sunny, high of minus 11. Sunday, warming up a little more, high of minus 6 with sunshine. Although there is a extreme cold warning in effect right now, minus 24 with that wind chill, minus 26 at 6:05.
City traffic.
That's not right. Let's try this.
And now,
what's trending?
That's better. All right, check this out. Over in England, I thought this was really cool. Two parents decided to get tattooed for their daughter. Now, when their daughter was born, she had, most people are born with a birthmark. I have one. It's kind of like a tramp stamp, actually. It's mm-hmm. a tiny, tiny, like that. Like that big, like right in my lower back. Some people have, on their arms, whatever. This little girl had it all over her legs. And it was kind of like a burn victim, okay? And she was getting a hard time about it. She was getting made fun of. And so her parents went and got their legs tattooed the exact same way. So that when people ask, say, that's a family thing.
My ex, his brother-in-law, his daughter Maddox was born with a raspberry on her arm just like that. Her whole arm was covered. And he went and did the same thing about 2 or 3 years ago, got his whole arm tattooed exactly like how her raspberry was. So she was like, I got a tattoo like daddy. It was really
cool.
Cute. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Show of family support. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Connor McDavid is trending.
Because he's awesome.
Apparently he's going to be all right, McDavid. Reyna, this is the next Crosby.
Okay.
He's amazing. He's going to be the first overall pick in the draft.
Is he as pretty?
He'll grow into it. Once he gets a few dollars in his pocket, he'll get a lot better looking.
Right, he's got that he's young. He's got that young kid look still. Anyway, Connor McDavid, he had a career-high 4 goals. He had 6 points all told for the Erie Otters in an 8-4 win over Guelph last night. So that puts him at 98 points in just 37 games. When you break that down, that's 2.65 points a game, just slightly off the 2.71 Sid Crosby averaged with Rimouski 10 seasons ago.
Wow. Well, I believe I have a Sportsnet magazine at home with the headline, better than Crosby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big question. And the one thing McDavid's got going for him, he's got a lot of things going for him. He's got big reach. He's a big guy. And he scored an end-to-end goal last night that's a jaw-dropper. I'm going to put it up at 92cityfm.ca and include it in the Morning Wood today.
Good thinking.
Madonna wiped out hard at the Brit Awards in London last night. While closing the awards show, she was singing Living for Love when a male dancer tugged on her cape that she was wearing, a really long, big black cape, and he pulled on it. It was supposed to tear loose, but I think it was just tied too tight around her neck, so she fell down, looks like 5 steps,
no,
maybe.
No, not even. It was like 3. I saw a vine of it.
Yeah. The video's up at 92cityfm.ca. It's also up at the City FM Facebook page. She looked more mad than hurt.
Well, you would be. Be a little embarrassed.
Yeah, wardrobe malfunction.
She's got to catch her breath when she gets back, and she's trying to sing and get the cape off, and you can hear her background vocals of her still playing, and even though she's laying there, so...
Wardrobe malfunction, but not the kind that we were hoping for. Unfortunately. That's what's trending. Go check out more at 92cityfm.ca. That's all it, man! 92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:35. It's Thursday. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly Arena. Coming up in 10 minutes, Marilyn Manson tickets up for grabs. And we're going to give you a rock and roll legendary scenario.
Okay.
Like one of those, like, one of those big rumor things, like, did it actually happen? Then you have to tell us, was that Marilyn Manson or was it somebody else?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, that's coming up here in 10 minutes.
Minus 15 is the high for today. It's going to be sunny but cold. Minus 24 right now with an extreme cold warning in effect this morning.
Before he forgets or possibly buggers off to daycare / preschool, I want to say happy birthday to my son, Jack. He turns
four. So today's his official birthday?
Happy birthday, buddy. Yes.
Aww.
Enjoy your day. I hope you enjoyed those whack of presents. That was all me, not your mother. It was all my idea.
No, he got to open up his presents already?
Well, yeah, it was today's his birthday, so we left some out for him.
Like this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Very good idea.
Happy birthday, I always birthday, had to Jack. Wait till, like, after, you know, during the cake or whatever. Grandma and grandpa got over to the house.
Right,
we couldn't
exactly
open presents when
well,
you woke
we're
up.
Well, we're doing all that Christmas stuff on the weekend because it's easier. So yeah, we wanted to have something to mark
his actual
birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
We spoil them rotten. There'll probably be a bunch of presents around from us on the weekend, too. But
no, Phil, I'm not saying your kid's going to end up like this. I'm just going to say, like, it's trending in the right direction because... Yeah, it's his birthday today, mm-hmm. And so, of course, like, he's going to kind of, like, half-celebrate tomorrow, too, because his birthday is on Saturday.
I know.
It turns into a three-day thing, and that's where the trending happens, and there's people that exist like this where they go, it's my birthday week! Ha-ha! Like, what? No, you get a day. It's called a birthday.
I think it's one day, and I can
24
see
hours.
Rena, I can see Rena seething over there already, because I think you know what direction this is headed, Rena. I think we're going to throw women under the bus with this one, and it's up to you to say, no, that's not a girl thing. Is it a girl thing where women will...
There are
like,
guys who are just as bad and just as weird about
I've never
their
met one.
Yeah, I don't know those guys, never but I'm not one. Saying they don't exist.
Yeah, well, I guess your friends are all, you know, like older guys, so, it's a true statement. So I think once you get, you know, once you hit 40 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you really stop caring about your birthday.
First of all, I'm not even close to 40.
Mm.
And I'd say you're close to 35, aren't you?
Not even close. That's 5 years, Rena.
Oh, I'd say that's close.
You're not throwing stones at 40. Be like 37.
Yeah, thank you,
38.
Phil.
Now you're 35. You still got some time to go.
Thank you, Phil.
Right,
appreciate that.
Now you don't take your birthday off because you can't because of the job we do. Would you take your birthday off if you could, Rena?
Well, not a huge birthday. Okay. I mean, when I was 19, 20. You know, birthday, you plan a whole thing with your friends, you go out to the club or whatever you do, but I mean, now it's...
So you're saying you're old too then?
Yeah, I'm much too old to go to the club and get completely schmammered on my birthday and be like, it's my birthday, I've heard it, you know, for the week or whatever.
Yeah, so the whole weekly birthday, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, but I think you're right, Phil. I think majority of week birthday celebrators are female.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be hard pressed to find a dude that's like, yo, it's my birthday week. You're gonna spoil me all week, dudes.
No, but not necessarily all week. But they're like lots of guys like take their, you know, they're proud of their birthdays and they like their birthdays and they want everyone to wish them happy birthday on their
absolutely.
Day and go out and buy them drinks and whatever. Yeah.
But I'm talking about the whole birthday week
turning
phenomenon.
It into a week.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody doing a whole week of events for their birthday.
There's been plenty of them out there.
Have you an entire week of birthday events?
Well,
I've never named a person like I could name anybody. A weekend birthday, yeah. That's people go, it's my birthday in Vegas, or my stay in Vegas for 7 days. Great.
Yeah. Again, you know, we're going to disagree, and you should defend your gender, but I think women tend to, and women bring the hate. They make a bigger deal about their birthday.
Oh,
is that
I agree with that statement.
Do.
I think a week is just exaggerating a little much.
Okay.
I'd say weekend is... accurate.
Are you saying Wheeler exaggerates sometimes?
No, never.
Never, and neither
never.
Do I.
I know everybody could have figured that out on their own. But.
I'm not even exaggerating. I know people who celebrate their birthdays a week at a time. Just saying. If you know of this said person, 780 City, hello.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
I always celebrate at least a week for my birthday. I'll be 50 this year. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it ever since I was, 14? Funny thing is, too, when I about 20, I started doing a thing. From January to my birthday's at the end of August, I save all my beer bottles and I take them in. I usually end up with about $120 to $130.
For you.
Yeah.
For that birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Here's all my empties.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Barbecues and, I'm really good to myself. Yes, I touch myself a little bit.
You're killing our point here.
Yeah,
we're trying to say it's a female thing.
I'm so glad you focused on
don't.
Well, if no one else is going to treat you well, you might as well do it then. Yeah. All right, 6:39, Manson tickets in 5. We are the 92 City FM World Class Rock. Time is 6:45. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. All together, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Minus 15 is the high for today with sunshine. We're at minus 24 right now.
I'm learning how funny Urban Dictionary is. I Google searched Connor McDavid highlight reel goal. So just looking for it. And the definition of highlight reel comes up courtesy of Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. And that would be phenomenon that occurs when masturbating without visual aids. Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
Cheers.
I always call that mental masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the spank bank.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I just love some of these definitions that Urban Dictionary comes up with. They're awesome.
All right, Marilyn Manson coming to town in April, MTS Center. Always a good show. The Antichrist superstar. He's been labeled a lot of things, and he's been labeled kind of a shock rock.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing shocking things to get headlines and shocking things to get crowds. And he's actually got some pretty good records out there, too.
So smart guy.
Yeah,
smart guy, yeah.
Very, very well read and very well spoken. 780 City, CITI 2484. Here's the thing. We're going to give you one of those shock moments, like one of those rock and roll shock moments.
Yeah.
You got to tell us, was that Marilyn Manson or somebody else? We'll play the morning 2-4. Get 2 out of the 4 right, and you got the tickets to go see Marilyn Manson.
What's your name? Morning City.
James.
Okay, James, here we go. First question. This person bit the head off of a bat. Was that Marilyn Manson or somebody else?
That was Ozzy Osbourne.
That was somebody else. That's right. All right. Had their two lower ribs removed in order to autofillate. Is that Marilyn Manson or somebody else?
That sounds like Manson.
That's Marilyn Manson. Although, the rumors about that were false. He did not have his two lower ribs.
One of those myths.
It was one of those rock and roll myths. Yeah. Okay, two more. Let's keep going because these are fun.
Yeah, sure.
These are kind of fun. Yeah. Okay, the Edgewater Hotel allows guests to fish off of their balcony. A mud shark was caught and used in an orgy with a groupie. Was that Marilyn Manson or somebody else?
I think that's someone else.
That was Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah.
You heard about that one?
Hammer of the Gods. Yeah. Right. I read that in the Zeppelin book. I'm like,
and
so disturbing.
Finally, this rock star swallowed an entire gallon of semen. Is that Marilyn Manson or somebody else?
Somebody else.
That's correct. It was rumored to be Rod Stewart, but they never proved it to be true or not. But apparently the rumor was that he had to have his stomach pumped.
Better be a myth. Wow.
What?
Crazy. That's a lot.
Stomach pumped?
For that amount. I mean, if it was only like a 500 milliliter.
Hey, ask Rachel. You could tell. That's not healthy.
Not healthy at all. All right. You got yourself Marilyn Manson tickets. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. 6:47. News, weather, sports on the way. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
City traffic.
Traffic is for the Mid-Canada Boat Show, which is Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the RBC Convention Center. The newest boats, fishing seminars, and more. Visit midcanadaboatshow.com.
By the way, that rumor went around with, like, Justin Timberlake, New Kids on the Block, Rod Stewart. It was just one of those, like, I think it was one
you
of those...
You don't like someone? Invent, like, a, yeah.
Pretend
label
they
them
drank
with that.
A gallon of semen.
I think it was one of those anti-rock and roll things. It was like, oh, yeah, those New Kids on the Block swallowed a gallon of semen. There's
no
rock and roll.
No one would willingly do... I just... Wait.
How do you... Hey, it's milk, honest.
I got it. I got it figured out. I'm gonna settle this whole little tiff between the mayor and Chipman.
Good. I look forward to hearing that.
8:20 this morning. I'm gonna tell you all about it. Okay, Phil. Quick trivia for you. Can you tell me what this is from? You recognize that? Is it the what?
Isn't it the wedding march or whatever?
It was at my wedding, yes.
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, okay.
Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh.
This is the throne room scene from Star Wars where Luke and Han and Chewbacca are walking to get their medals after they blew up the Death Star. Boom. Princess Leia's like...
This is what you walked down the aisle to?
This is what my wife walked down the aisle to at our wedding.
Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't walk down the aisle. I was there waiting.
You know what I meant.
Yes, but yes, my wife walked out of this, unbeknownst to her that it was a Star Wars. So I was like, that's really pretty. I'd like to walk to that. I got really excited. Okay, so anyways, we got to work on the timing about how quick you got that, because you struggled with it a little bit.
I think I know.
He's a Star Trek guy, right?
No, I'm not a Star Trek guy. I know some vagaries about Star Wars. I've seen the movies, all of them actually. Mm. But I'm not what you'd call an aficionado, a dork like you.
Right.
I
wear that badge with pride. Don't you laugh? I wear that with pride.
I'm pretty sure you do. And most Star Wars guys are very proud of their knowledge of the movies. Mm-hmm. And earlier this week, I was quizzing Wheeler because I'm going to have to start learning more about it because my boy it's his birthday today, and my parents got him this Star Wars package of stuff, like a big box, and it's got what I think is Darth Vader's ship in there, and my kid says to me, Dad, what is this called?
You haven't shown me a picture of it yet, but is it the big triangular one?
Yes.
That's the Star Destroyer.
I called it the Death Star. It's called the Star Destroyer?
Star Destroyer.
Not the Death Star.
You see, the round thing, the round thing, the one that looks like a small moon, that is the Death Star.
And I at that moment, I'm thinking, you know, there's not many times in my life where I go, I wish Wheeler was here. But it was one of those moments where I thought to myself, he would know the answer to this.
Did you get him a little lightsaber, too?
He got a lightsaber.
I see your wife is posting pictures this morning, and I see him with a lightsaber.
Right, of course he got a small lightsaber. It's a family trait.
It is, yeah.
It's hereditary. Okay?
Nothing you can do about it,
children.
Son. Nothing. But so there's that, and then he started asking.
Before you go, though, do you just want to make a swap? I mean, my boy's about to turn 4 in August. Because he's not into Star Wars as much as yours is. And literally, I think like your son and I are kindred. Let's just swap them out. Let's do it sooner than later. That way they can just get used to it.
They won't even know the difference.
They'll never know. They'll be like, this is the way life is. You get traded when you're 4 years old.
They might get confused because you're 6'2 and I'm 5'8. So at some point, the height's going to come into play. But and then he starts getting into Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker, and he wants Darth Vader to be a good guy. And I wasn't sure what to tell him. Dad, Darth Vader's a good guy. No, he's not. Can he be? Like, he's basically begging me to, because he likes Darth Vader. He's got the mask,
right,
and he looks
sure,
cool.
He's badass,
so I eventually just caved and said, yeah, okay, Darth Vader can be a good guy until I'm thinking to myself, until you get old enough to figure it out.
But Phil, hang on. I mean, you're not completely wrong in that, though. You're not completely, because keep in mind, Darth Vader was once Anakin Skywalker, right? Who fought for the Jedi, fought for truth and justice in the galaxy, so was a good dude. Fought alongside Obi-Wan Kenobi for a long time.
So, and then spoiler alert, right at the end there, he sort of finds himself again, and you get some, would you say some regret with Anakin, Darth Vader at the end there?
I would say redemption.
Redemption?
I would say he totally redeems himself, as they say in Dumb and Dumber.
Would you call him a conflicted bad guy?
Oh, sure. Okay. Absolutely there's conflict in him the whole time. But
I am your father thing, right?
Well, I mean...
He obviously cares a little. He went ahead and told Luke he was his dad.
Yeah. But he threw that death choke around very liberally. Like,
I mean, you would too.
That would be awesome.
Billy, shut your mouth.
But honestly,
I mean, all the time.
Aside from being the badass dude in the galaxy, Darth Vader does have his redeeming qualities. So, I mean, you can feel good by knowing that your kid is not, cheering for the bad guy all the time.
Okay.
Are you a little bit disappointed that he doesn't cheer for the Hulk?
No, the Hulk scares him. Like, I put the mask on sometimes, and he kind of gets a little scared of it. Dad, take the mask off.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do that to wake him up in the morning.
Wake up, Hulk!
It's kind of mean. So, but he's into comic books, too?
No, not really comic books.
More the Transformers?
It's Transformers and Star Wars.
You're raising that boy right.
I know.
Good for you. 7:08, Wheeler in the morning. The whole Jets trade Toulouse thing. I want to show a little highlight from last night. If you missed it, the center of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Washington Capitals game, it was awesome. I mean, they just played last week. I was talking about the game that I watched last week, and they're right back at it. I mean, I love the fact that, especially at this point of the season, where every game counts, Washington and Pittsburgh going hard at each other, and there ended up being, I wouldn't call it a bench brawl.
A line brawl?
Almost, but it ended up bleeding into the bench a little bit.
Yeah.
Do we have that clip? Yeah. So basically what happens is puck goes around. A couple guys get locked up as they're going for a line change, as they always do. And next thing you know, one of the Washington players gets hauled into the Pittsburgh bench. Evgeny Malkin reaches over. He grabs a guy. Orpik's in there. Green's in there. Ovechkin's kind of watching. But Malkin,
What are you doing, Malkin? Are you going to slap someone to death? You're not going to hurt anybody. Get out of there.
Malkin's a big boy. And Pierre Maguire running away in the side trying to give a play. And this guy's throwing his stick, and he's not being nice. And anyways, it ended up being a nice little Donnybrook between two division rivals. which is kind of awesome.
Brooks Orpik in there, the former Penguin.
Orpik, yeah. Downey was in there yelling, Chimera.
That's a good teaser for what's come in the playoffs where you know, teams just get that hate on for each other. You got no choice in a short series.
You know what? I was never a big fan of it when the NHL went to that whole, Northeast Conference, and they started bunching all the teams together. But they said, this will start creating more rivalries. And that's one of Pittsburgh-Washington, that's one of the few where they... Actually, it's Pittsburgh-Philadelphia. It's just Pittsburgh in general. Everyone seems to hate Pittsburgh, is what I'm learning.
It's not a rival. A lot of teams
don't like Pittsburgh.
It feels like you get Montreal-Boston every single year.
Yeah.
And it's sizing up to be that way again so that Lucic can F and kill guys again. And
Edmonton-Calgary.
We used to get Edmonton-Calgary all the time.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the NHL trade situation. I guarantee you, every time there's a trade that happens before the trade deadline, the guys at TSN are like... God damn it, why can't you just say this for Monday?
Yeah.
We're gonna be broadcasting for 12 hours straight. Why can't you do that on trade deadline day?
And our gang, our boys, Sportsnet's gonna be doing the same thing, so they want some of these trades to wait until Monday.
But I like it better because on Sportsnet, they're realistic. They're like, hey, if there's a trade, we'll tell you about it.
No, they go full coverage.
Are they doing it too?
They got Nick Kiprios and Darren Millard, and the whole gang will be there all day.
Wow.
Yeah, waiting, hoping, praying for trades.
I'll be watching that one then.
Yeah.
I'll be watching that one. But as the Jets pull the trigger on another trade, of course, the Evander Kane, that big shakeup ended up getting us Tyler Myers and Drew Stafford. I think we won that trade. Mm-hmm. I think that one's pretty obvious. But this one doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Phil. It really doesn't. The Kane, it's like the Jets' hand was forced. It's like they had to make that deal,
well,
right?
Perreault's hurt. Wheeler's now on IR, so.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, this
scoring
was.
Scoring depth, baby.
But at the same time, like, this was the whole, like, hey, we're going to build through the draft. We're not going to mortgage our future for the short term. And that was always the plan right from the get-go. Chevy and Zinger were very adamant. We are not going to mortgage our future. We are going to build a stable pen of stallions in our farm system and in our development system. And here they go, and they're trading these guys away.
Third-round pick's not mortgaging. I would disagree. I don't think that's mortgaging your future. It's a third-rounder, man. They got prospects aplenty, man. They got Patan.
Is that what it is? You feel that they have enough now? They said we got enough in the stable that we can start moving some of these draft picks?
I can tell you one thing. Just from watching Shovel Day Off, there was no way he was giving up a first-rounder, and he probably, knowing him, he really didn't want to give up a second-rounder either.
Right.
So to give up a third-rounder to get some scoring depth, which I think most Jets fans would agree they need, especially with the injuries like Perreault. Look, they're at the dance. They're on the dance floor. They cannot let this chance to let this hockey market have playoff hockey slip through their fingers. So he didn't want to be sitting there in 3 weeks and the Jets can't score goals and they're sliding out of the playoffs and everybody's going, Chevy, what the hell, man? You could have picked up someone for a third-round pick to score some goals and play the power play for us.
Okay, well, let's roll out a little bit about Toulouse here. Tell me a little bit more about this guy, because I don't know a whole lot about him. What I know is that he's with Carolina. He played a little bit with the Stahl brothers. He's bounced around everywhere from the first line to second line to third line. What do we know about him? Is he a goal scorer?
He can score some goals. He can play with the Stahl brothers. He can play in your top six. He can play the power play. And he played for Maurice before. So Maurice knows about him.
And what about
he's
Chevy?
Comfortable.
What does Chevy have to say about him?
You wanted me to play the clip?
I'd love to hear the clip.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got anything on Chevy.
Yeah, I do. He just basically...
I never understood a business...
No, that's not what I wanted to play for you. Apparently, I have too many windows open here.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, you were running it in your news there. Essentially, he said he liked the idea that Paul Maurice had some experience with coaching him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's okay. It's a minor trade, but I think it'll help.
Where do you fit him in?
Somewhere in the top six.
Little lad Toulouse?
Maybe the third line, too. He can play a little bit of anywhere.
Hmm. Do you think he's going to make a big impact right away, or do you think he's just one of those kind of... Is he a Band-Aid?
Man, I feel like this is a deposition here. No, I don't know about it.
I'm Harvey Specter.
Please tell us more about where he'll fit in. A big impact, no, but he's going to help fill the void, the injury to Perreault.
Kind of a Band-Aid.
Yeah, helping out. Helping score some goals.
All right, 7:21. We'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. And then Rena's got a pretty good damn story coming up here just after 7:30. Stay tuned.
City traffic.
One of those lifestyle stories where you're just going to kind of go, really? That happened? That happened?
I bet
to you
there's a lot of people who will be like, that's totally happened to me.
All right.
I think so.
That's coming up right after 7:30 here. Go to 92cityfm.ca. We've got a little page set up there explaining how you can help out in getting AC/DC to Winnipeg. As of right now, they have no date in Winnipeg, which baffles me because we sold the crap out of that show at Canada and Stadiums a few years ago. So, I mean, at what point did they go,
no, I don't think we should go back to that city where the fans were really awesome and sold out and made us a whole bunch of money.
I've never understood that when it comes to, you know, tour managers and that kind of stuff. I mean, they thought, maybe we'll add a second Toronto show because there's more people that live in Toronto. Look, we'd rather cater to the Toronto people.
There's a few things that have bothered me with bands coming to Winnipeg lately. Mm. We've got the Foo Fighters didn't show up. Now AC/DC, Soundgarden, I'm still mad about that. That was a couple of years ago, or I don't know when exactly it was, but we still haven't seen Soundgarden at MTS Center. They're doing a tour. Feels like we've been missing a few bands.
Well, and it comes down to between booking and management.
Scheduling.
Like in the grand scheme of things, like these bands will play in Steinbach. If you're paying, they don't care.
So, yeah, they got a... Kevin Donnelly and his people over at True North got to feel they can sell enough tickets to justify the cost of bringing them in. And then there's the scheduling conflicts that come into play.
And a lot of times, too, they'll look at, the trending maps as far as, you know, the Midwest through the U.S. and, you know, how are they doing in Ohio? And how did this band do through here? How do they sell? Because we kind of mirror a lot of those economics, right? So that comes into play as well. But, it's AC freaking DC. So what we're doing is we've started a hashtag. Oh, yeah, we're serious. We started a hashtag, Rena. Hashtag.
That's how real it is.
Business.
ACDCTOWPG. ACDC to Winnipeg. You can hashtag that if you're on the social media. If you're a little bit older and you don't like the social media, if you can still go online, there is an online petition that you can add your signature to. And we're going to get all that to ACDC so they will add us to their dates.
Right.
Do it.
7:35 now. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Raina, good morning.
-15 is the high for today with sunshine. -24 right now.
We'll do the Bone Phone at 8:05 just to give you some headlines from the Bone Phone this morning. Bed bugs, cool chick, you guys make me laugh, we got Bush, and take care of your kid or I will. All that and more, 8:05 this morning.
All right. You get along with your neighbors, Phil? Like, do you know them? Like, do you lean over the fence and give the old, hey, how you doing, neighbor?
Yeah. I would say I'm tighter with the neighbor with Justin on my left.
Okay.
He's a great dude.
Do you know all of your, like, just next door or the ones across the street and the ones across the back lane? Like, do you know all of those neighbors?
Well, then there's Jason Palmer, a couple. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there's a few of them that I know by name, and then there's some that it's just the hello is still there, but I'm not, there's not as many conversations.
Yeah, see, I've got Al next door, and then I've got Helder and Sandy, and then we've got Ken and Lorraine, and then we've got Gus, and then we've got Mary and Kelly and Dean. And that's kind of like the whole circle.
Anybody else you want to give a shout out to?
No, that's what I'm saying. As far as, you know, like we kind of know our neighbors. Like, we see them all, it's like, hey, how's it going? But Rena, I just find it weird because, I mean, like, do you know all of your neighbors?
I don't know all of them, but I know my next door neighbors.
Yeah.
Just like across the ones across the street.
You mean you can't name everybody for 7 blocks over like he just did? Come on.
No.
There's Ralph who lives 9 blocks over.
He's a good guy. Ralph's a great guy. He owns a backhoe. He's very happy.
I know people on either side of my house and then a couple people that live on the same street as me just because I've, you know, met them before or whatever. But
Do your neighbors like you?
I assume so. Why?
Sure. Well, I don't know. Some of the stories you told me, like this most recent one. I was like, your neighbors obviously do not like you.
Before you get into this, Rena's a little more private. And I think even I am too. Wheels, you're a very, hey, it's my house is open. Come on over anytime. The whole neighborhood, you're all invited. Like, that's who
They're
you
always
are.
Always hanging out and using your rink without talking to you first.
Why not?
Whereas,
what it's there for.
Rena's a little more private. I think there's two different kinds. There's room for lots of different kinds of people in the world. But go on with your story, Rena.
Recycling day. I had the bins in front of the house. And I'm sitting in the living room. And I got a big window in the front. So I can see everything while I'm sitting on the couch out the window. So I hear a big bang. And I just kind of turn my head and I look and I see my neighbor. She lives across the street and she drives a truck and I watched her back her truck fairly fast. She does drive a little crazy around the curves and slam into my bins. She stops.
Both of them?
Yeah. The recycle one was the one that got it the worst. The blue bin. She stops because I hear the noise and I look and my dogs start going crazy barking and I'm watching her. She rolls down her window and she looks out. She looks around and then drives away.
Mm-hmm. Now, hang on. No, was this pre-pickup? So, I mean, was there...
They're empty.
Oh, they were empty?
Yeah, this is after they were picked up. already. So
what were you doing sitting on your couch leaving them on the front? You should have brought those in.
If I were her, I'd get out and throw them on your lawn and go, put this stuff away. You're off in the afternoon.
First of all, I have an arrangement with my roommate, Cassie. If I bring the bins out, she brings them in when she gets home from work.
Oh, so it's a stare down. I'm not doing it. It's your turn, Cassie.
Not at all. Okay. It's just called not fighting in the house. It's just being proactive, I guess.
So did you go out right away after she took off?
Yes, I went outside right away and I checked and I was like, okay, well, it's not that day. If it was damaged, I would have switched the bins. Mm-hmm. You know.
As you should. But
I know the city announced that they are going to be paying for bins that get damaged by a third party. I just don't know if that would qualify, considering I watched her run it over and see it wedged under the box of her truck and then drive away. I'm like,
it's a giant blue bin. Like, how do you miss
that? Lady, you should not be driving a truck then if you don't know how to.
Have you confronted her about this yet?
No.
Will you? Like, will you say, no, what?
Why not? She just did.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't really know her. She doesn't seem the friendliest. And I don't know.
I'd be like, hey.
What am I going to do? Go over there and be like, hey, you could have damaged my bin. Watch where you're driving. Like, I don't understand. Why would I start beef with a neighbor unnecessarily?
You knocked over my garbage. Hey. And then you looked around. He's like, oh, I'm going to get away with it. Then you drove away.
Yeah, she should have exchanged information with you. You should have been like, writing things down. All right, lady. No. Call the cops here.
No.
I don't know. It's all good. And your roommate hit the bins too. Like, there's bins. I have a tight back lane, and there's no, I'm hitting of bins in my lane. I don't know what.
There's no hitting of bins.
No, it's you just kind of driving.
I assume
around.
It happens more often than not because the city announced they're going to be paying for it now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the garbage trucks can damage it or other vehicles. I just happened to see mine get damaged. But I mean, otherwise, if I would have drove up and just saw it laying there all, you know, mushed, I would have been like, oh, the garbage truck did it. But it's the lady across the street.
All right. You make sure you go throw eggs at her house or something. You want us to take care of this? We will go toilet paper the crap out of her front yard.
Do it.
Done. 7:41. The Scoop's coming up in 5.
Wheeler in the Morning. Action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
So Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina, she's 21 years old. She's in that medically induced coma that she was placed in at the beginning of the month after she was found face down in a bathtub. There's multiple stories coming out of different sources today. TMZ is reporting different than like the entertainment section and the news.
Who do you trust, Rena? Who do you trust?
I don't know, but some of them are saying that she was taken off life support and she's taken out of her coma, but still on life support, and that she's like going to be passing away in the next couple of days. But then TMZ is saying that's not true. She's still exactly where she was before. It's getting to the point where, I don't know, it's been a month, almost over a month now. She's still
family's choice, though.
Yeah, well, and they still won't let her husband see her. Mm-hmm. Do you imagine being her husband and not being allowed into the room where your wife is in a coma?
No.
Sad.
Weird.
Yeah. Lady Gaga tweeted a video of herself in a black creepy mask, and she said, American Horror Story Season 5 Hotel. So I guess she was pretty much the one who broke the news that the new American Horror Story season is going to be called Hotel. So I don't know, maybe it'll be a scary hotel with tunnels in it.
Usually, I was locked in the hallway and my scan card wouldn't work. It's a horror!
Well, usually the title kind of gives away exactly, you know, coven, like the witch's coven, or, you know, there's tons of stuff, but with this one, they're really leaving you in the dark. It'll premiere in October.
Unless they're going with like a whole Bates Motel thing.
That's what I would tend to believe.
You'd think they'd go a different direction because that's
been done.
I don't know. Weird.
House of Cards tomorrow night, Rena.
Oh, awesome.
House of Cards tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. That's right. You gonna watch it all this weekend?
I probably will wind up binging on it. Yes, mm-hmm. I bet you'll have it covered by Monday morning.
It's great because Billy and I are both all caught up on Suits now, so we've been waxing intellectual every morning on Suits.
Oh, good. Yes, I get to enjoy that. And Taylor Swift has conquered the world. The International Federation, this company that tracks music sales and trends and everything says that Taylor Swift is officially the most popular musician on Earth in 2014.
Makes sense. All the kiddies like her.
Yeah, it's based on the downloads, streaming. Basically all that kind of stuff. She beat out One Direction, who came in second place, which is that boy band from Britain. Ed Sheeran came in third, Coldplay in fourth. I can't believe people still listen to Coldplay. And AC/DC came in number 5.
Nice. They got a rock band in there. Yeah.
Michael Jackson was 6th, followed by Pink Floyd.
I think it was when Taylor Swift added that goat to the band. It really put her over the top.
Right.
Yeah. How did that go?
It's like, what instrument do you play in the band? I play goat.
Yeah. It sounds great. Like, it added a, brought in a new audience, farmers and stuff.
It's an actual goat. Yeah. And finally, Madonna wiped out at the Brit Awards in London last night. While closing the Music Awards show, she was singing her new song, which is called Living for Love, when a male dancer in her group tugged on her cape, which was supposed to tear away, but she just pulled her down the stairs. And it was very awkward.
Old lady fall.
Well, yeah, as you can see on the screen there, she just wipes out, and then it's just hard for her to regain.
She went down two stairs.
She's trying to get the
deal.
I think that's more than two stairs.
That was two stairs.
It's just embarrassing for a performer.
Why am I an idiot, Rena? I counted. There's one, two. She fell down two stairs. Don't call me an idiot. There's two stairs there. That's what she fell down. Don't call me an idiot.
Was she hurt?
Calm down. No, she said she was okay. She put it on Instagram afterwards, but her cape was tied too tight, and it was supposed to tear away, and it didn't. And that's when she fell down. And then her track is, she's got supporting vocal tracks, her own tracks in the background. Mm-hmm. So it's a little weird because you can hear her voice singing as she's...
Well, she digs herself out of the crowd.
Like she's lip syncing a bit, but yeah, that's the scoop.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on duraco.ca for details.
All right, I used to be this guy until I had kids of my own and realized what a nightmare they can be.
Yeah, to the jerk-off who wouldn't discipline his kid at Monster Jam. You better do it now so security guards in jail don't have to do it later. Stop kicking my feet, jerk-off.
Tough to keep those kids under wraps sometimes when you're out, especially Monster Jam. They're all excited. Maybe you don't even realize they're kicking on the guy's seat.
But still, we all know those parents that, like, have that really bad kid and they don't care.
Absolutely. Okay, bed bugs. We chatted about it yesterday. Fort McMurray, there was the tragedy where
they were using the banned substance, a controlled substance that they took it over back from Pakistan.
Pakistan, so. Yeah. Anyway, so we got into it about what you should do if you think you have bed bugs.
So just a little bit of education for you on your comment about you should hire somebody immediately if you have bed bugs. The cost for the full treatment for a standard-sized residence is $4,600, and this grants you a 30% chance that they have killed your bed bugs. I don't know about you. I don't have that kind of money lying around. As Philly and Rena said, bed bugs are a different kind of evil.
Like, you don't really have a lot of choice. You sort of got to find the money.
If you do it yourself, the percentage is
less.
Probably like 10% that you get them all. So
can you just walk around with bed bugs as long as you tell people? Like, hey, I got them, and there's no way I'm getting rid of them, so I'm just going to live with them. They're all over me. I shouldn't come into your house? Or what's
buddy of mine worked for Sean. He said there was certain areas in the city where he would literally walk in when he walked out. Like, there's a procedure where they have to drop their, you know, their toolboxes and, like, literally, like, brush themselves off completely before getting back into their vehicles, and then they'll drag it on.
Yeah. Like, my wife, if I've been at a hotel, like, away on a trip, she'll make me take all my clothes off in the doorway and, like...
In the doorway of the hotel?
Before I get in the house. Just to make sure that I didn't bring them back from a hotel, even though most, hotels are very diligent
nowadays.
That's
what you get for staying at the Sutherland, though.
Hey, on a Friday night, if the mood hits me right.
I do that after camping.
Yeah.
So I don't get any wood ticks on my clothes in the house.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, this guy had some fun, or he enjoyed something we did yesterday.
Yeah, tucking it in there, regular man, but that was funny. But here, still laughing in the background, that was just killed me. That was funny. Have a good one, guys.
So, talking about the puppetry of the penis.
I've got it right here in case you missed it.
Oh, the man bun. Yeah, yeah. The one I've seen lately is called Man Bun Monday.
Man bun? Is that when you roll your penis into your sack and pull it up and make it look like a cinnamon bun?
No.
Man
it's
bun?
A hair bun. I guess putting guys putting their hairs in those little buns on the top of their heads. That's a pretty trendy thing now.
So he enjoyed that, and I almost went into cardiac arrest. This gentleman thinks we're slipping a bit. He's talking about something we did on Monday with the Hooters girls.
You guys are slipping bad. I'm just listening to the Philly versus the Hooters girl, and they took a little bit extra time, and the girl said, we're going to need at least a solid 7, and you guys didn't touch it. You guys are getting old.
Hey, we miss one once in a while. There's a lot of innuendo on this
Besides,
show.
We have a lot of respect for those girls that come down.
Okay, let's wrap up with this girl who wants to comment on the whole, how should I phrase this? A conversation we had yesterday about pubic hair.
Okay.
And how women are wearing it these days.
You gotta wax that whole thing right out of there. Sorry, Philly. But can you still play Sour Girl? That would be sweet. Thanks. Bye.
She just loves life, I think.
Yeah. Life. Either that or she just got waxed.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other. All right, that's the Bone Phone. 8:11 now. Good morning. We'd all agree that that True North Square that Chipman had proposed, True North had proposed to put down on the old Carlton Insight. I think we'd all agree that would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it sounds cool. A lot like Maple Leaf Square. Is that what they call it in Toronto?
Yeah. So the video that we ended up seeing that made it out, it looks fantastic. It looks really, really cool. It's got, you know, the buildings. It would be a welcomed addition to a growing and changing downtown core of Winnipeg. Yeah. Like, it's just, everything about it screams new age, screams metropolitan. But the hang up is that True North Sports and Entertainment chair, Mark Chipman, his feelings are a little hurt. And there's nothing wrong with that. His feelings are a little hurt because Mayor Bowman said in a statement that it sounds like it was a backroom deal.
Yeah,
and he kind of said, whoa, I have done nothing but been an honest businessman this entire time. I have never done anything to lead someone to believe that there was a backroom deal. Was I on the board? When it was talking about, yes, and as soon as that Stuart Olson fell apart and that deal got through, I removed myself from that situation just so there wouldn't be any controversy, just so there wouldn't be any backroom deal. So Chipman, pretty much on the level on this one. I can understand why his feelings are hurt.
And Bowman wouldn't apologize, even though some people thought he should. He was like, no, I sent Mark a text. I'm willing to talk to him. I think we should, but I'm not going to apologize for my comments. Although I do think if he had the chance to do it over again, I'm not sure he would have used the term backroom deal.
Well, here's the thing, and I think I found kind of a middle ground where these two can sit together and finally go, okay, where the mayor really doesn't have to apologize. Now, follow me on this one first.
Okay, I'll follow your, yeah.
So there's a situation right now where the First Nations, the Brokehead Ojibwe, the ones that own the South Beach Casino, they run that. It's a First Nations run casino. They're a little pissed, and they have every goddamn right to be, because for years they were petitioning the lotteries and the province about putting a casino in Winnipeg. Okay, because we've got McPhillips, we've got Regent, and they said, nah, it's oversaturated. We've got two casinos already. We've got more VLTs coming out the ying, and we got VLTs everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's no way we can't give you a casino anywhere in Winnipeg because we're oversaturated.
Sure.
And they said it wouldn't even get off the ground. They couldn't even get a proposal going because the province said no. They shut it down right away. But all of a sudden, Mr. Chipman shows up and says, I'd like to open this thing called Shark Club where there's some tables and kind of a casino atmosphere. And the province said, no problem, Mr. Chipman. Here you go. Whatever you would like. They rolled out the red carpet for him, right? So is it not possible that in the spectrum of politics that was known, and maybe Bowman heard about that, and to no fault of Mark Chipman's.
Yeah.
Zero fault of Mark Chipman's. All he did was said, hey, I got this idea, and the province went, oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Whatever you want. Meanwhile, ignoring the First Nations' desire to want to open up a casino.
There was an not to derail your plan here, but just a little sidebar. I remember there being a deal when they got the Jets back that they would eventually get some VLTs in the proximity of MTS Center.
Some VLTs.
That was kind of part of the deal. Get one of the guarantees from the province.
Some VLTs, but not full slot machines and tables and roulette and poker and blackjack and casino.
Go on with your plan to bridge these two and get them back together, because it's a terrible breakup.
So when Mayor Bowman said, to me, this sounds like kind of a backroom deal, he might have been not referring to Chipman, but might have been referring to situations in the past where the red carpet was kind of rolled out for True North. And that's kind of why maybe he got a little ahead of himself by saying,
I think Bowman didn't mean anything. He has said that. I never meant to. I was speaking more, and one of his mandates was cleaning up City Hall and less backroom deals. So I think he's trying to show the public, like, hey, I'm not just going to let...
Like, I'm going to question everything. I'm going to be open and honest.
And you can't. And at the same time, like you're saying, Wheels, I don't blame Chipman for being a little bent out of shape.
But at the same time, I don't think the mayor needs to make an apology, because he wasn't necessarily saying that Mark Chipman was doing backroom deals. I don't think Mark was the one going, I'm going to get this done behind. You know, he's not an evil entity here. Mm. But Bowman, knowing the history with things that have maybe been rolled out for True North without them knowing, could have been seen as a little bit shady. So maybe not making reference to you, Mr. Chipman, but Mr. Bowman saying, I want to look into this first and make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before we move forward. So was he a little ahead of it before? He shouldn't have said that. because it did kind of implicate Shipman, but in the grand scheme of things, he didn't actually say Shipman's a backroom deal guy.
This line of conversation will get them back on the same page.
I think so.
So they need to talk more. They need to get together, and you know, this whole silent treatment is not working for anybody, you guys. You know what works when you're trying to get back together? Take the other mini golfing. Something along those lines.
Go to Uputt's mini golf. Yeah. It's really cool. I took the boy there. It's glow in the dark. Mm-hmm. You know, you wear a nice shirt. It's kind of funny. But by the way, I didn't want to make it look like I blew over the whole the First Nations getting screwed over by the province. I would like to talk about that, but I want to stick to the True North thing right now. I want to talk about that whole thing maybe tomorrow, because that it's awful. It's absolutely deplorable.
Getting the two most popular people in Winnipeg back together.
Let's just get it done, because that True North Square looks absolutely phenomenal, and every second that we wait and both
it doesn't do anybody any good. They're both looking at their phones every day. Well, he hasn't called me. I'm not calling him back.
That's what it kind of seems like now.
You call me first.
That's totally what it seems like now. And I just think it's in everyone's best interest just to sit down, let bygones be bygones, and get it done.
Hug it out. Fist bump, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
I like that.
Do the explosion fist bump if you want.
Pinky swear and lock it.
Pinky swear and lock it. Friends forever, pinky swear.
The 92 City FM NHL Report. Brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
Hi, Sean Reynolds.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Nice suit. I told you off air, you look like Harvey Specter this morning.
Thank you. And I didn't get the reference.
No, because another suits reference, so everybody drink. But we do that a lot on this show. But you look sharp is what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Thank you.
You look like you're ready to go to go down and stick a microphone in front of Chevy's face. Are the people still on him about this Tlusty trick? I know he spoke to the media yesterday, but it seems like it was more phone calls.
Yeah. And those things are tough, right? Yeah. Because that's when you get, you know, the journalists tripping all over each other. Because when you're in the room, you can see someone making a move, right? Sure. You can give them space and get your point in, but when it's on the phone, it's just whoever starts.
Why do they do that, though?
Well, I don't know. He's a busy man. Maybe he's got other trades going on.
Do you expect, that's the big question this morning, do you expect him to make more moves, or is he done?
You know, and he said this, the way he's going right now and the momentum his team has, I think he's always looking to make a move and try and make that team better. But if you see how things line up when Blake Wheeler comes back and when Perreault comes back, you're looking at your regular top line, and you're looking at Stafford and Perreault with Scheifele on the second line, and then you're looking at Frolik, Tlusti, and Lowry. Lowry's everything that you've wanted in the third line center this year. Frolik is the guy that they always want with whoever they need to get going, and now Frolik's got a guy that he grew up playing with in Tlusti. So I don't think we've ever seen the Jets with, never mind, we haven't seen the Jets with this solid of a 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because we've got so many injuries, and it's like, we've got a great 1-2-3 punch, but we've got two guys on the shelf, and some pretty important guys, too.
Two guys, well, never mind. Even Halschuk, I was looking at that. He's injured right now, but you could throw him in the mix for that fourth line, which now you've got options, and you always see this in the playoffs, and you're a Canadiens fan, so you've seen this in the past few years. A guy's not doing what you want him to do on the fourth line, well, you cycle him out with the next guy. Well, now you've got Slater, who's going to play between his choice, when everyone's healthy, of Peluso and Thorburn and TJ Gagliardi and Halschuk if he comes back from injury. So that's a lot of options that give you a lot of different ways. If you want to play your fourth line with speed, you've got Halschuk and Gagliardi. If you want to play it with toughness and grit, you've got Thorburn and Peluso. So
let me ask you this question. With the trade, a couple of draft picks going the other way to Carolina. Now, for the past 5 years, it's the hashtag has been in Chevy we trust, because it was like, we're going to build through the draft, we're going to build up a stable of prospects. And now that we're starting to see draft picks go the other way, is that a sign from the Jets organization saying, we're happy with what we have, we're happy with all of our prospects, we're going to build with what we have, we're good on that, and now we're going to start leveraging and getting some more veteran guys into our lineup to have a nice balance? Is that the message being sent?
I think what it says is that they've got a future that they can see. They've got guys who they very much expect to roll into their lineup in the coming years, which is a lot of times when you make a trade for a guy like Tlusti, who's unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, and Stafford, who may not come back, you've got the options to keep them, but you've also got the options to cycle those guys out if Ehlers comes along and blows you away.
Or Patan or
Armia, who you picked up in the last trade with Buffalo, or Lemieux, who... Really, the way Chevy talks about this guy, you got to be excited. He seems to be that third, fourth line guy that is all the sandpaper and grit that you really, really, they've always wanted in Winnipeg. And we've got this great crowd here. If you got that one guy who can really get him going, which I think Rick Rippon was going to be originally. And we never got to see that, unfortunately. When you get that guy in there and you've got a crowd that is already exploding at the right times, when you've got that guy who can keep them riled up in between those big moments, mm-hmm. then you've got this nonstop electric atmosphere that just really works for you. And you already hear players coming in and talking about how difficult it can be to play in Winnipeg with the crowd. Well, you're just going to cinch that up even more.
And it's gotten tougher this year with the way they play. They play that physical style. Absolutely. Yeah. So and St. Louis Blues in town tonight. I like this game because the Blues play a lot like the Jets. They're both very physical. Yeah. They're a big team.
They are. If I'm the Jets, I look at them as what I've been trying to become because they're big, they're fast, they're skilled, and they're tough. And that's what the Jets have been trying to do. Now, in the past, they've been a little bit deeper. So the last time they were here, the only time they played this year, that fourth line of the Blues won the night for them. They had two goals, and that's Ryan Reeves, Winnipeg boy, Maxime Lapierre, and Steve Ott. And they went out, they got two goals, and they played a lot of ice time that game. I think they were over 10 minutes that game, whereas our fourth line, who did have a goal in that game, but they were, I think they only had 2 to 3 minutes of ice time. When you're the Blues and you've got the luxury of having the size, the speed, the skill, and the depth, that gives you an edge over the team like the Jets. That's where the Jets have been trying to get, and they're getting closer to that with these trades. And so it's going to be really, really interesting. We've heard this. They've got 20% of their games left so far this year against the Blues. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they play against them is going to go not only a long way to showing whether or not they're going to make the playoffs, but how they're going to be able
it's
to
It's not a trade, is it? Your phone's going crazy.
Yeah.
We're relying on you.
Sorry.
On Monday, if you hear something, you let us know.
You
okay?
Bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
7 o'clock puck drop tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, Phil, this may be a little disappointing for you because I know you're a big Aliens fan, but Neil Blomkamp, who's District 9, those movies, he's taking
makes
over.
Good movies.
Yeah, he's taking over the Alien franchise. And the new Alien movie, Sigourney Weaver is definitely on board to reprise her role as Ellen Ripley. And while we still don't know the story, despite teasing glimpses provided in the concept art, such as the new ship and that kind of stuff, they're saying that they're going to completely disregard Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection as far as the storyline. It's like, you know, we're going to kind of move. They haven't said they're moving in a different direction, but when you say things like we're going to disregard this movie and that movie as far as the plot line, you're basically saying we're moving in a different direction.
So you mean, but they won't ignore the first couple of Aliens movies?
I don't know.
That makes it confusing.
But you know what? As they got later on, it got a lot of Aliens fans were thinking, really? The first couple, even the first three, were excellent. Mm-hmm. Then it started to get a little bit too much, I thought.
Yeah.
So if they just decide to go after the first three movies and pay attention to those ones, I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yesterday talked, Ronda Rousey fights this weekend. One of the biggest stars, if not the biggest star in the UFC and MMA right now. She's fighting Kat Zagano this weekend. And I was kind of making fun, Rousey, who's going to destroy this chick? Who doesn't she destroy? She's so badass. But I just did some more reading on it. And SureDog.com, which is an independent MMA website, they've been covering it forever. And they do not offer propaganda on the UFC. So if they thought this fight was going to be a cakewalk for Rousey, they would say it. They're calling this the most highly anticipated women's bout to date, and Zagano is tough. And they're
you're saying she's knocked out a bunch of the girls that Rousey has as well.
I was gonna say manhandled. She's woman handled. Yes, some of the girls that Rousey has beaten, so has Zagano. So this could be a worth watching this weekend.
All right.
Changes are coming to your packs of Smarties next month. They are not going to be the same. The chocolate will be launching new Smarties boxes that encourage consumers to count calories and eat less Smarties. So Nestle Canada is discontinuing their king-size Smarties boxes and revamping the regular box to make it easier to divide the candy into healthier portions. So it'll have 3 different compartments with 15 Smarties in each, which add up to 70 calories and 11 grams of sugar, so you know exactly how many candies you're eating.
You know what is totally addictive, speaking of Smarties? Smarties ice cream.
McFlurry.
I just want to throw that in there. Just Smarties ice cream in general. You buy top of that stuff.
Speaking of ice cream, the Cadbury Egg McFlurry is available as of today. Ooh. I am so excited.
Yum.
My favorite.
All right.
All right, that's stories we missed. 920 Rock Riff coming up next.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live. Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.